everyone. It's Angela with the podcast Refocus with Angela Stevens. And I am so delighted to have our guest, Christy Whitman, on with us today. Christy is a transformational leader, and she's a New York Times best-selling author of The Art of Having It All and co-author of Taming Your Alpha Bitch, which I love that title. We got to find out more. She is the CEO and founder of the Quantum Success Coaching Academy, and she just had a new book that just came out. So Christy, thank you so much for being on our show today.
Thank you for having me, Angela. I'm happy to be with you. Hi, everyone.
Awesome. I want to talk to you about your book that just came out. It came out at the end of April, right? And yes. Talk to us a little bit about what that is so that we, if anyone's interested and they're interested, they can check it out right now.
So the desire factor is really all of us have these desires, whether it's to make a difference in the world or to start a family or to start a business. We have these callings. We have these desires that move forward. And there's some people that listen to those desires and follow them and have success with them. But the majority of people, they find that they talk themselves out of their desires, or they have a lot of negative beliefs, or what I call split energy, on being able to attain what they desire, because there's beliefs that tell them, well, you can't do that, or you're too old, or you're too young, or, you know, you're not this or you're not that. And so we have to understand what desires are. I mean, nothing gets created unless there's a desire. And so we have to connect with ourselves and ask ourselves, what is it that I desire in each aspect of my life? What would, you know, even if I'm in a marriage or I'm in a relationship, what do I desire in that relationship? What do I desire in my work, in my money, in my health, in my well-being? All of those things. Because if you sit quietly and ask yourself, what do you want? Why do you want it? And then how do you think you're going to feel? You actually understand then that everything we ever desire or want or have a goal of, we all want to feel a certain way when that desire comes to fruition, right? When you meet the man, when you have the wedding, when you go on that trip, when you start the business, whatever it is, when that moment happens, we are projecting most of our creative time waiting for that moment, when the whole entire journey of getting there is just as important as the actual goal, as the attainment, as the accomplishment, as the desire being fulfilled. And we live a much better, more connected, more joyful life when we enjoy the journey there, and understanding that we're never in lack. It's just a perception of lack. And that when we can feel what we want to ultimately feel, success, abundance, well-being, health, whatever it may be, we have the opportunity to feel that now. And when we feel that now, that's how we then create it. It's not the opposite. Right. Go and kind of get it, and then you feel. Most of us get just so disappointed by that, right? It's like, dang, I thought this was going to be so much more. I thought I'd feel free when I made this amount of money. Maybe I need to go make more. Maybe it's not this partner, it's that partner. Maybe it's not this degree, it's another degree. We're always like that rat race of more, more, more. When we understand that there's information in the pull for more, but there's only satisfaction in the now, being able to fulfill ourselves in the energy of it.
Right. And you know, it's interesting. We can sometimes be our worst enemy, right? By the things that we say to ourselves.
Yes.
So I have two questions on this. So when you started writing this book, what made you say, okay, I'm going to write this book about desires? What was it, people that you come in contact with, or a personal journey, or what was it that led you there?
Yeah, it was definitely a personal journey, because I had a lot of success in my career as a coach. And I so much so had taken my family, which consisted of my husband and my two boys, and then my mom and my dad. I took them all on a cruise to the Mediterranean, and we ended up going to Venice. Well, fast forward before that, before there was the kids and all that, my husband and I, when we first started dating 15 years ago, went to Venice with my mom and dad on a 2-week trip, went different places in Italy. And when I got to Venice, I just started my business and full time. And I went into Venice and I was like, oh my gosh, I'd never seen fashion like that before, all in one place. And I love fashion. And so there was like Prada and, you know, Gucci and Chanel and Fendi, and it just kept going on and on. And I was like a butterfly or like a hummingbird, you know, zinging into each of those stores. And so my husband, boyfriend at the time, says to me, I can't afford you. And I said, you don't have to afford me. I'm going to afford myself, right? And I said, and I told them, I said, it doesn't make sense for me to go in and buy anything in any of these stores. It just doesn't make any sense because I'm not in that position. But someday I'm going to come back here. I'm going to be in the position to do that. So here we were, you know, 7 years later. Now we have kids, we're married, we got to bring my parents on this great trip, and we go to Venice. And I told him, I said, remember when I said all those years ago, someday I'm going to come back here and I'm going to buy whatever I want based on the level of success that I've had. And so here it was, we were in Venice, and we went shopping, just the two of us, and went into all these different stores. And I saw this great gold Dolce & Gabbana purse, and I bought that. And I'm back on the cruise ship, I'm unpacking it. And I'm literally reveling at this success because this purse literally is the symbol of the success, multi-million dollar, you know, business that I'm changing and helping people transform their lives. I've created this amazing family, you know, it's like the family I always wanted as a kid, I now have, you know, so there's all these successes. And I hear by the back of my mind, I hear myself say, well, that is so materialistic. And I was like, Where did that voice come from? And it was my sister's voice, because my sister was opposite. She never cared about any fashion, you know, none of that kind of stuff. And when I was a little girl and I'd be putting on Easter, the hat and the gloves and the matching stuff, because I enjoyed doing that, she would just, you know, judge me for that. So there's a part of me that would judge myself for liking those things. And here I was, it's like, why is that wrong? I desired this, and I feel like, wow, who I became in the process of making that declaration, who I became in the process of that desire factor led me to really great, wonderful things. Where, how does anybody, it benefits everybody. And then the book started coming through me, because all of my books, this is actually my seventh, I became an author 20 years ago through the same process. I don't go to write a book, it writes me. It's like I'm along for the ride, where I'm using my examples and, you know, what I'm learning and what I'm coaching other people on, and how to apply universal laws to our lives so that we can create what we do want and have less of what we don't want, and come less from a victim mentality where things are happening to us instead of things are happening with us and for us.
Right. And your childhood really comes out sometimes, and you have to control yourself in terms of, you know, what you want and what you desire, you know? So, I think that is great. And I'm going to get a copy of that myself. I'm so thrilled. So, one thing you had mentioned about, you know, I don't sit down to write. So this podcast is all about focusing as well. So as a writer, you know, they call it writer's block, or, you know, it's, you know, you start and maybe you just can't finish, or you're having an off day, or we've got things going on with our family, or, you know, just stress in general. So how is it that, you know, if you come in and you're going to write that day and it's just not there, how do you get yourself focused or get yourself moving on from that point?
Well, I always look at where is the focus, because just because we're, let's say, for example, we're focused on money, right? As a subject, right? People could think, well, I'm focused on money. I'm focused on wanting more money. Therefore I can create more money, but I keep getting stuck in having the kind of money that I'm having, right? It's like, I'm focused on more money, but I'm not getting more money, right? Or I'm focused on writing, yet I feel blocked and it's not flowing. What we're talking about is literally energy flow. It's a difference between being inspired, right? Where you just cannot not do something, right? Mm-hmm. You're so inspired, rather than motivation. Now, motivation's great if you need it, if you're not inspired, but it comes from an outside influence instead of just being so excited to do something. So I get myself not in motivation, but in inspiration. So if there's something that I'm telling myself that is a block and not a, it's a limitation or not a possibility, and that feels real to me, then I'm going to have some kind of block, right? And when I understand, if I'm focused on what I want, I feel good. If I'm focused on what I don't want, I feel bad. It's like one of the laws I talk about, the law of sufficiency and abundance. If you look at it as a spectrum, on one side is lack, limitation, struggle, you know, judgment, criticism, all the things that we do, competition, the whole lack mindset just does not feel good. And on the other side of the spectrum, the abundant mindset, meaning We think in potential possibilities. We get excited. We look for, you know, solutions rather than problems or what we can't have or what we're stuck in. There's an expansive feeling and it feels good. So if I know I need to or want to even accomplish something, whether it's writing a chapter or finishing a book or painting a house or, you know, getting my parents into a retirement home, everything, we always have perspective, right? I could say, oh, this is going to be the most horrible thing ever. There's our perspective. There's the problems, right? Then we don't feel good. But if we change the perspective, we change that this is going to be for their betterment. This is going to be good for everybody. This is going to serve people. This feels really good to create, whatever it is. That's where the inspiration comes in. So my focus is, how am I feeling about this thing that I need to do? And am I watching my words and telling myself I need to do it or I get to do it?
Right. Absolutely. Right? I know you, all of you are listening to this, but I feel like I've known Christy all my life. She's got a great energetic happiness and peacefulness about her. And I had a question I wanted to ask you about that. I had someone ask me one time, they said, when has been the happiest time in your life? And it was interesting. I sat back and I said, now. And I don't know about you, but it's because I have personally worked through a lot of things and I've gotten, you know, to a place that I love because I love this business. I love our company so much and it's a passion every day. So what about you? Is this your happiest time or how do you know, when somebody says that to you, how do you answer that?
Well, you know, I like to say it this way. When I'm at the end of my life and I'm that little lady sitting in the rocker chair and I've got my shawl on and I'm literally reviewing the tapes of my life, like what are the most happiest moments that I have, right? Most of us have, if we've had a baby, right? Or two or 10 or whatever, you know, like those moments go in there, right? When we fell in love, those kind of things. But like you, for me, it's the time. And even though I am in a lot, like I've got a lot going in my life. I have my own business. My parents are elderly, you know, we're putting them into a retirement home. And, you know, I've got two small kids still, 11 and 12 and, you know, marriage and dog and, you know, partridge in a pear tree. It's like,
you're busy.
It's full. full life. Right.
Yeah.
And so when I have the perspective that I'm so blessed with whoever I have in my life, and when I am feeling grateful and appreciative for all that I have in my life, yes, this is the time of my life. This is where I can really appreciate every single moment, every single aspect, whether it's could be stressful or not, right? It's all perspective. And yet there are moments when I can think of everything was going right in my life, but I internally, mentally wasn't there, or I was upset about something. Could have been a great event. So for me, it's like, this is my happiest time because of the fact that I know how to master my energy and I know how to figure out, wait, that's a perspective that's leaving me feel even worse. That's creating a story, which is creating, you know, from my imprints and from my pain points. So how can I flip this and change it so that I'm seeing this full of possibilities and I'm enjoying this and, you know, I know it's leading to somewhere. So having that skill set, what perspective am I in? Am I in lack or am I in abundance? That gives me that moment of joy. So yes, it is my happiest time because I know how to do that because life is filled with that.
That's right. And every day is precious. We should really embrace it. And my mother called me, I think 2 days ago, wanted to go see her sister where her sister was buried. It was so important to her. I had a million things going on. And I said, let's go. And we had the best time ever. So I completely get that. But I did want to talk to you. So you've got 7 books. So that's great. I can't wait to dive into all of them. But you're also the CEO and founder of the Quantum Success Coaching Academy. So talk to us a little bit about that. And do you do that more now or are you writing more right now?
Well, the Quantum Success Coaching Academy started in 2008. We were one of the first online coaching academies. So we have the most comprehensive, if someone wants to become a coach, learn the skill set of coaching, learn how to structure a call, you know, learn how to be able to be the best coach and what that really means, because coaches actually don't give advice. We have that training and we have since, like I said, 2008, we've trained over 3,000 coaches and we specialize in the universal laws. And what's great about that is that you can apply the universal laws because they're universal to anything, whether it's you want to become a parenting coach, a business coach, a real estate coach, you know, whatever specialty of coach you want to help someone or you want to become, or you want people that you want to help, because it's all based on universal laws. So whether we're businessmen, whether a stay-at-home mom, you know, we can apply it in any aspect. And that's what I love about, you know, how I live my life and what I learned 25 years ago to be able to now coach and write about. So that program is evergreen and someone can take it at 3 a.m. if they wanted to. It's all based on live classes where the instruction and all the information. And then we also have office hours where you get 2 days or 2 hours, 2 sessions a month. Live interaction. But yeah, so it's very rewarding because it's always coaches that are very much into growth and personal development. So if someone feels called, it's a great way to take it. And so I spend more time now doing more personal development healing work with clients. I teach a meditation series. We're now doing a meditation series on healing the nervous system and, you know, self-love would be the next one. So there's a lot that I do, and I'm not writing right now because obviously the book just came out in April.
Great. Great. So that is for people who want to become a coach. If someone's looking for a coach right now, can they go to your website and is there a list there, or can they write to you, or how, if somebody wants to coach or a coach for themselves, how did they do that?
Yeah. So you can email actually beth@christywetman.com. She's my assistant. She can just let her know that you heard her on Angela's podcast and she can get you set up to have a conversation, because we actually have, not only do we have Quantum Success Coaching Academy coaches, we have 50 coaches that have gone through extensive training to become desire factor coaches. So it has the, you know, because there are 7 steps in the desire factor. And when you apply these different steps, no matter what you desire, you take them through that process, you're going to find yourself closer to your desire, if not having your desire. And so these coaches are there literally to guide you through the 7 steps. It's an 8-week, coaching session that you can either do one-on-one with trained coaches, or they have groups of 10 that start pretty much every week. So there's possibilities of getting coached there.
Wonderful. You know, it's interesting. If anyone's listening to this and they've never gotten coaching, my son was diagnosed with ADHD in the 5th grade, and I was diagnosed with ADHD at age 45. And I had 3 businesses. I found myself, you know, life was really crazy. And I hired a coach, an ADHD coach at that time for myself. Best money and time I've ever spent in my life, because it was just another perspective of looking at your life and saying, hey, you know, what about this or what about this? And they really help you dissect it and figure out what you want to do. So finding a coach is the best thing you can do for yourself. And sometimes you think, oh, it's too much money. It's worth it. It's worth every dime because it's a gift to yourself.
100%. I love the industry of coaching because I know what coaching has done for my life. And I know what it's done for the clients that I've helped. I am such a fan of coaching because I would nowhere be where I am today if I didn't hire my first coach. And I remember the first time I found out about coaching, I was just learning about the world of coaching. I was living in California and I just became an author and people were asking me, do you coach? And I didn't do that at the time, but I've met a coach and she told me it would be 12 sessions. I think it was like $1,600. And I thought, well, that's a lot of money, because I never paid that before to have someone, you know, help me in that way. It was different than therapy. It's very different.
Very different.
And it has paid 100-fold since that time. And I've spent a lot more invested, I want to say, a lot more money on, you know, hiring coaches. And as long as I can take even just one shift, one piece of information, one thing, I always feel like that's worth the investment. And it always is. And it's always more than just one thing that I shift, or it's just because it all has a cascading effect.
It helps your family, your spouse, your children, all in all. Because if you know, if you are the center, if you're the mom or the dad of the family, it's your job to, you know, be the role model, be the person for the family, you know, so that's a gift to yourself. So tell it, I would love to ask you this question. If you can tell us, give us an example. Let's say you have a client that, or someone that has gone and, or whether they're talking to you or someone else, they're in pure anxiety right now, pure stress, just in daily life. Everything is literally swirling out of control. Coaching is great, but what is something that they can do today, right now, because of listening to this podcast with you, what is something that they can do?
Well, one of the things that I do, and I have done for the last 25 years, and it grounds me every single time, is doing meditation, and not just like sitting in a room quiet. It's guided meditations, because for someone that's just learning how to meditate, our minds are programmed literally to keep moving. And so when you're sitting there trying to be quiet and try to meditate for the first time, it's like trying to go to the gym and picking up a 50-pound barbell, right? It's like, it just feels like, what's the even the purpose? My mind is so monkey mind. It's all over the place. You know, how can I even quiet the mind? When you do a guided meditation, like the ones that we offer, and I have a YouTube channel, you can go and listen to them for free. Just look up Christy Whitman Meditations. That they help you, your mind focus, like you're talking about focus here. It helps the mind focus so that you can feel the energy and you can feel the connection. You can feel the calm. The other thing to understand about anxiety, and I think this is the biggest part, is that anxiety is an overamplification of emotions that haven't been expressed. So if someone is feeling anxiety, there actually is other emotions underneath that, whether it's worry or fear, that they've been feeling for a while that has been getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and then it gets to a point of anxiety. So one of the things that we do in the meditations is really bringing people back into a state of neutrality and being calm and being at peace within themselves and actually feeling and processing the energy under the emotions. And when you do that, now the anxiety goes away. You can actually hear yourself, what you're saying that's creating the fear, shift the perspective, and now you actually feel better. And that's really, that's the work that I do, is whatever someone is in contrast with, whether it's a you know, mental problem that they've got going on, or they're stressed, or they're feeling a certain emotion, like they're super angry at someone, or they're feeling a lot of shame or guilt, processing that energy literally will allow you to create a grounding within yourself. So you feel good and you're enjoying your life no matter what you're doing.
Right, right. You know, we have a lot of people that will write in, they'll ask us questions to ask on here. And one was written to us, and I think this is really relevant here. We had somebody that said, you know, I have so much vacation time, but I can't take it because I've got so much to do that if I take it, I'll have more to do when I get back. And it's almost like they're in this trap. What advice would you give to somebody like that?
Well, there's a lot of different aspects that I can go in. And the first thing I would say is you want to watch your words, because our consciousness creates our reality. And what is our consciousness? It's the words that we say. It's the thoughts that we think. It's the perspectives that we hold, the emotions that we feel or don't feel, and then the actions that we take. Actions meaning behaviors, habits, you know, vices, all that stuff. So starting with watching your words.
I can't.
Exactly. And so flipping that, because once you start becoming aware, actually, I have a free program that I'd love to gift to all of your listeners, Angela.
Great.
You could go to watchyourwords.com. And I know you'll probably post it with show notes, but
yes,
watchyourwords.com. And it's 30 days. And every day you get a short video that's 2 to 4 minutes in length. And it tells you the word or phrase that you absolutely want to eliminate from your vocabulary, why, and what to say instead. Because there are words like can't and have to and should and so many other words, there's 30 of them, that we say that literally pull us into that energy perspective or even that mental aspect of lack. Remember I talked about the range of lack to abundance, right? Well, in the middle, that tipping point to get from lack to abundance is satisfaction, is a place of positive aspects. And even if our words are focused in negativity or lack, it starts the momentum for thoughts. And then thoughts create the feelings, and the feelings create, you know, it just continues to create this momentum. So if you stop yourself when you say, I can't do that, say, wait. Do I want to do that? I want to do that. I don't know how to do it, but I have options. Now you're open. The minute you say you can't afford, I can't do that, I can't stand it anymore, I can't wait even. People say I can't wait all the time. And I'm like, but that's coming from, even though you can't wait, it's still coming from a perspective of you're impatient and you can't do something, even if it's waiting. Instead, shifting it to, I am looking forward to that. Now it feels
love
different.
It. Mm-hmm. Right.
It's so subtle. But doing that those subtle changes, what makes a huge difference.
I have to ask, one of the words, but?
Yes.
Yeah. I've heard that.
I love you so much, but you're blah, 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 right? Husbands and wives do. Why I knew I had to cut that one out. No, I love you and appreciate you so much, but you're still leaving dishes in the sink. So do you love and appreciate you, or are you mad at me? Right? It's like,
it's
split energy. These type of words create a split energy, and you're all about focus. Focus is the principle. It's the second principle in the desire factor. It's the principle of focus. Where do we, with our free will and choice, because nothing is asserted on us, we have free will and choice how we are going to focus our thoughts, our words, our perspective, our emotions, our actions. It all starts internally. We're the ones that have to choose. And it's all about choice. We have, every single person has free will and choice.
Love it. Love it. So I got two last questions for you, because I could talk to you all day long. I'm telling you, Christy has so much positivity, and I find that contagious. And those are the people I love hanging out with. But first of all, how did you get here? I mean, what was in terms of your journey, what was it that brought you to this wonderful place?
Well, it took a lot of years of work, I'll tell you that. But I had a moment where I was living in Chicago. I had graduated from college. I found a guy to marry. I had my ideal body. I had money in the bank. My career was off. And I thought, well, once I had, we always tell ourselves that, right? Once this and this and this and this happen, then I'll be. And I had heard that all my life. So I was programmed like everybody else. Once I go to college and graduate, then I'll be. Once I get the job, then I'll be. Once I have the money or the body or the husband or the wife or whatever, then I'll be. Then you'll be what? Be it now. And that was the thing for me, is that I looked and went at a very early age of 25, 24, maybe, I went, wait a minute. I could check off all the boxes. I accomplished everything. I'm 24. Like, what's it for?
Right.
What's the purpose of it? Because I'm not feeling the way I thought I would feel when I got there. And so this question, it was a huge, big question, led me to move to California, broke off the engagement. I mean, just completely shifted a lot of things in my life. And I learned how to meditate. And my meditation teacher, 25 years ago, way before the internet, she said to me, you create your own reality. And when she said that, I went, oh my, there was like a power surge that went through me. And I went, yeah, but how? And she said, she started with her thoughts. I tell people, start with your words, because your thoughts are all day long. What you speak, catch yourself, right? She started with my thoughts. She told me, watch your thoughts. And I was so negative. You wouldn't know it, because it changed when I came out of my mouth. But inside of me, the way I talked to myself and the way I felt jealous and competitive and so in the place of lack, this became my life's work, where I really wanted to study what was limiting, what was lack, what was coming from a lack mentality versus an abundance mentality. When abundance is our natural birthright, it feels good to us, where lack is something we learned and it's a lie. So that became my work internally, to shift from my own limitations to my place of being unlimited. And I started doing that for myself, and other people started asking me to help them do it. And I became an author, and it's been a beautiful, beautiful journey. And to this day, if I have a perspective, like, I'm too tired, that's coming from lack. I don't have enough energy. I can't take this anymore. Like, whatever the thoughts come up, I pay attention to them and I shift them. I had literally yesterday, I had something happen where I felt disappointed. I processed my emotions and I heard my mom inside of my head say, life is full of disappointments. And I went, oh, where did that come from? I don't want that in my head. So I was flipping it. Life is full of surprise and delights.
Love that.
Right? It's like, if I create my own reality and I'm the one that chooses what to create, I can continue to think that life is full of disappointments, or I can choose to feel and think and believe, literally shift my consciousness. Again, what is our consciousness? The words that we speak, the thoughts that we think, perspectives that we hold, the emotions and the actions. If I focus all those aspects on, the universe is full of surprise and delights, what do you think I'm going to receive in my experience?
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting. You said that example and it just rang true because about 15 years ago, I was talking to a coach I had and I called him and I said something and he said, "How are you?" And I said, "I'm just so stressed out." I go, "My life is so stressful." And he said, "Only if you let it be."
Yeah.
I was like, and I will never forget those words. I was like, and it was, in, I still remember that to this day. So I get that. So, well, first of all, tell me again, what is the website people can go to find out everything about you?
So ChristyWhitman.com is my main website.
Okay.
You can go to watchyourwords.com to get that free 30-day video program on.
Yeah. And I'm signing up for that myself. I think that's awesome. Thank you. Yeah.
You're going to love it. Yeah. Okay. So, and the Desire Factor, I have a Desire Factor podcast.
Okay.
You can go listen to the Desire Factor podcast. The book is at desirefactor.com or anywhere like Amazon, Barnes & Noble, local bookstores.
Awesome. Okay. So I've got one last question and it's a big one. Everybody loves this question. So let's say it's just one of those days. You're not focused. You're not yourself, but you're going to present or you're going to speak or you're going to that really important meeting, but you don't have game on and you're not yourself. So you get in your car and you're traveling to that meeting. What is the music or the artist or the song or the genre that you listen to that brings you game on?
Well, there's two, and I was having a hard time answering this in my head. So I'm just going to go with the original one because one's more spiritual and one's more grounding and the other one's more pump you up. So the one that's more pump me up, which I always love. And every time I hear it, I have to turn it up is Thunderstruck by AC/DC.
Oh, love that. Love that. Okay. You're number two. We've had one person in 71 episodes that said that. And I love that song. Okay. Perfect. Okay. And what's your other one? You're the spiritual one.
You can look it up on YouTube. She's amazing. Her name is Karen Drucker. And the song is "I Am So Blessed." That always grounds me. And I feel so connected when I hear that song and I feel, you know, and I just feel so centered that I can go on and do whatever.
Love that. Love that. Well, Christy, this has been such an amazing and wonderful and delightful experience to get to talk to you and learn more about you. And we thank you so much for being on our podcast today. I graciously appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. And thank you for what all you do to help people get more focused.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
This podcast is sponsored by Refocus the Creative Office. Looking to get a start on your holiday shopping? They have password books, calendars, guided anxiety journals, and the best to-do list legal pads. Get all those products and more at www.time2refocus.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast at refocuswithangela.com.